That'll put a skip in your step right there, Patriot. Good morning. Welcome to Rosie on the House. Trying to get your Memorial Day weekend kicked off just in the right fashion. Here covering the history of Memorial Day with Dr. David Dean, professor of history from Grand Canyon University. Again, Dr. Dean, thank you for joining us and bringing up the highlights of what Memorial Day was formed for and what it really stands for.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here. You know, we take this time this weekend to commemorate, to honor the 1.3 million Americans that have sacrificed for the freedoms and the democracy that is our country. And so we need to think about that. It's okay to have a barbecue, go to the lake, enjoy the great state of Arizona as it is, but to remember also whether at that time of remembrance or throughout the weekend, those that have served sacrificed themselves. Oliver Wendell Holmes helps us kind of think about kind of the real meaning of Memorial Day. He wrote, "At the grave of the hero, we end not with sorrow at the inevitable loss, but with the contagion of his courage, desperate with the joy to rejoin the fight for the country that they died for, their values, the freedoms, whatnot." So I think that's an important way of kind of thinking about our weekend.
Another real civil servant and patriot, he actually served as a lieutenant in the Union Army and was actually had in his biography the chapter on his defense of Chattanooga Hill. Is absolutely one of the most riveting chapters of stories of the Civil War I've ever read.
Now, the Battle of Chattanooga gets kind of glossed over. It's kind of that awkward time between the fall of Vicksburg and Gettysburg and the Sherman campaign that starts the drive to Atlanta and the Wilderness campaign that Grant leads that kind of ends the war. And so it's kind of that really late 1864 kind of moment there around Chattanooga when it was kind of still touch and go for the Union.
Yes, it was. Very much touch and go. A great book, the biography of Oliver Wendell. One quote I remember out of the book, he goes on to be a justice in the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. One of the quotes he closes the book with is that the study of law is about as interesting as a cold bowl of oatmeal.
My kind of guy.
Unlike the study of history, which is a hot, big grand slam breakfast, right?
Now, that's
right.
Jennifer and I travel a lot, and Mary, Dr. Dean brought his wife here. Mary, when Jennifer and I start traveling now, we're probably just going to put Dr. David in the trunk of the car with a little microphone. He can just kind of pipe in, or maybe y'all can both start joining us. And I mean, just studying the history and the roadside landmarks and what happened here and what happened then. Again, Dr. Dean, thank you so much for coming in and sharing this Memorial Day weekend with all the listeners at Rosie on the House.
Great. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
All right. And Romy, we've got the outdoor living segment coming up. You've got kind of a fun day scheduled there.
Well, nothing to do with me. This is all the Giant Pumpkin Growers Association. Their annual weigh-in is today, trying to break a record of 486 pounds that was set last year. So that's going on at Harper's Nursery. We'll have Jay. Jay will be on site with Dean Baker, the record holder and event organizer, about what their entries are today. The significance of a great pumpkin. How many pies you can make with a 400-pound pumpkin.
Okay.
And so we'll get to talk to them, but we'll also be taking your calls. So if you've got a landscape or garden question, you can ring in at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
And then on the three-day weekend, for those of you that are getting out and about or looking for something to do, Arizona Fish and Game would like me to let you know that they are running a special this weekend, half-price fishing licenses for short-term licenses. One-day licenses or three-day licenses. That's for in-state or out-of-state fishermen. So if you've got folks in town visiting, here's something you could try and do. Get the 50% discount fishing license and get up to Woods Canyon or Willow Springs Lake. They have just stocked a brand new type of trout in the Arizona waters. It's called the tiger trout. So get up there and be one of the first to capture a tiger trout just planted into Woods Canyon and Willow Springs Lake. But if you're out there camping, they also want you to be aware. Bear aware, all right? People are the biggest reasons bear become a problem in campgrounds. These aren't pets. They aren't to feed. They aren't to bait. We encourage you to keep your food, particularly if you leave camp. make sure your food is literally not just zipped up inside your tent, but I mean the food is locked inside your car. That doesn't necessarily mean the bears can't scent it or won't try and get to it. But I'll promise you this. If they get to your campsite and they do get into a food source, they're going to remember where that campsite is and they're going to be back again. If they get in and they kind of rough up and break the antenna off your car or your truck trying to get into the food inside the car and they don't get any food, there's less chances of them coming back. And you can buy bear spray now virtually at every outdoor store. It's a non-lethal defense system to protect yourself. Be bear aware. The bear population in Arizona is quite healthy
that?
Right now.
Is it a bear like a mace spray? You mm-hmm. spray at the bear when he's coming at you?
Yeah. You know, in Alaska, they say wear bells on your shoes.
And you know how they say you can tell a dangerous grizzly's in around?
Yeah.
There's bells in his scat?
Yes. Absolutely. Stay tuned, y'all. It's 8 o'clock hour. It's the Outdoor Living segment. We will be covering the pumpkin weigh-in at Harper's Nursery on Hayden Road. We'll also be taking your calls about any outdoor project you may have, landscaping, gardening, edging, bringing that summer lawn into the full, big, deep green that you all want it to be. You can get online now. The lines fill up easy and quickly, 1-888-767-4348. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to have open hour. You'll be able to call in and talk about any project you're trying to tackle, particularly this three-day weekend. A lot of times people will save up their projects for when they've got that extra day. We want to talk about things we didn't get to last weekend, about what should be included in remodeling contracts. We had an article come out this week in the Desert Schools Credit Union magazine on things you can do for what amount of money. And then 10 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about the reality or non-reality of HGTV.
It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.